I'm Maddie Savage, bringing you a selection of highlights from across BBC World Service news. Coming up, European Union leaders have signed an agreement on closer relations with Ukraine as Russia formalises its annexation of Crimea. Ukraine's acting Prime Minister is Arseniy Yatsenyuk.
This is the historic day for my country, and we believe this is the historic day for the entire Europe. We want to be a part of big European family.
Also in the podcast, Britain has announced its first prosecution for female genital mutilation after criticism that the law protecting women was not being enforced. And later, the son of a sex worker from Calcutta in India has been given a unique opportunity to go and train at Manchester United Football Club.
This is a guy who's never left Calcutta. He was struggling to understand why he needed a passport to go to England.
First then, the European Union has signed an agreement with Ukraine, forging closer economic and political ties as the crisis with Russia continues. The deal is part of the agreement that the ousted Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych rejected in November, leading to the protests and his eventual overthrow. Ukraine's acting Prime Minister, Arseniy Yatsenyuk, said it was a great day for Ukraine.
This is the historic day for my country. And we believe this is the historic day for the entire Europe. We want to be a part of big European family. And this is the first tremendous step in order to achieve for Ukraine its ultimate goal as a full-fledged membership. My country faces a number of challenges, both economic, political, and military. And signing this treaty, we will show to the entire world that we are together, that Ukraine shares the European values, and that we can together be successful. We do understand that this is a very bumpy road, but that's our job, to deliver everything that Ukrainian people were fighting for.
He also said that the EU must end its dependency on Russian energy supplies, denying Moscow the opportunity to use energy as what he called a new nuclear weapon.
Commits Ukraine and the EU to closer political and economic ties.